Hello.
Hello, may I speak to Nicole?
Speaking.
Hi, my name is Brandon. I'm calling in regards to the Depo Provera lawsuit. Have you already spoken to any attorneys regarding that?
No, I haven't spoken with an attorney. I've just been speaking and just calling around
Okay.
just to see if I actually qualified for the actual lawsuit.
Right.
Because I did suffer a lot going through this, and I talked to, close family members and friends.
Okay, got it. And this is a recorded line. Did you use Depo Provera for over a year?
Yes, I used it for 4 years.
4 years, okay. And were you ever diagnosed with anything after using it?
Yes.
And what was that?
I was that. Can I spell it? Because I have trouble pronouncing it.
Yeah, of course.
It's meningioma, M-E-N-I-N-G-I-O-M, meningioma. I'm sorry.
Okay.
No, it's a tongue twister for me.
Right, the meningioma.
Yes, meningioma.
Okay, I'm sorry to hear you dealt with that. Now, how long ago was your diagnosis?
I got diagnosed in 2012.
It was in 2012. Okay.
Yeah, it was December. It was like the second week or something like that.
Okay.
That was like one of the worst Christmases ever for me.
I see. That was around Christmas back then in 2012. Would you like to see if you meet criteria to participate in this lawsuit?
Yes.
Okay, got it. And do you have the free time right now for about 10 minutes here?
Yes, I'm on a road traveling for work, but I'm passenger. I'm not driving.
I see. Okay. And I did ask before, but you've never spoken to any attorneys nor signed any documents against Depo Provera.
No, I have not.
Okay, got it. And since you were the injured party, you would be filing this claim for yourself. Are you a resident
Yes.
as well as a citizen of the United States?
Yes.
You are. Okay. And once again, what was your injury after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year? What were you diagnosed with?
My injury or my diagnosis? Because I
your
wasn't,
diagnosis.
I mean, I was, oh, okay. It was cancer.
It was cancer?
Yeah, it was meningioma. That's the cancer.
Right. Okay. Got it. And where was this located in your body?
I live in Baltimore, Maryland, but I went to St. Agnes.
Okay. Got it. And the tumor, was this in your brain or in your spine?
It was in my brain.
Okay, got it.
Because my neurologist found it.
And it was approximate, it was in December 2012 that you were diagnosed, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you happen to know the day? It's okay if you don't.
I just remember it was like the second week of December. I know it was after, I know it was before my anniversary, so it was like the week of my anniversary. It was like December 10th or something like that.
Around there.
Yeah, around there. I can't give you the exact date just right now in a second.
That's okay, as long as it was around that time. And again, I'm very sorry you did get that diagnosis. That's so much to have to deal with. Did you go through treatment after you were diagnosed?
I did. I went through several treatments. I had to go through radiation, and I had a biopsy done.
Uh-huh.
I also had to take several different medications.
So radiation as well as a biopsy and just medication afterwards.
And I had surgery as well.
Oh, you had surgery. And did they remove the tumor through that surgery?
Yeah, they were. Yes, that's what I was going to get to.
Okay. And how are you doing now?
As of right now, I guess you call it remission.
Remission. Okay.
Yeah, I haven't had any positive results since then. I am on routine testing just for safe measures, I guess.
Right, right. So you're still going in for checkups just in case to make sure nothing sprouts back up? Or?
Yeah, it's not as frequent as it was once I first had it. It's like once a year or so.
I
still meet with my neurologist.
Okay, got it. And what is your date of birth?
8/11/86.
1986, you said?
Yes.
Okay, got it. And this instance of you taking Depo Provera, did anyone around you who also took Depo Provera, deal with any of the same injuries that you did?
So I do have my sister. Like I said, it was a few of us. But I wasn't really, thinking of that. But yes,
Right.
my sister as well. I can't disclose the full medical because she hasn't disclosed it to me, but I know that she
Right.
did have some complications.
I see.
I don't think anyone was as severe. I think I had one of the most severest types of reaction.
Did you? Okay, got it. But she also went through something not as similar, but regardless, it was Depo-Provera that she was taking. Okay, got it.
Yes.
And how many years would you estimate that you were taking Depo for?
I would say about 4 years.
About 4 years straight. Okay.
Yeah, 4 years straight. I had taken it previously, but that wasn't like that was when I was younger.
Okay, got it. So it was an on and
And
off.
my doctor said that when my last round, that was my actual last treatment. That was the most consistent treatment.
Right. Okay, got it. And were you receiving it as a shot or as a pill?
Yeah, I got it as a shot, and
I
I was
see.
getting it every 3 months.
Every 3 months. So about 4 times a year.
Yes.
Okay. And this injectable contraceptive, was it confirmed to be Depo-Provera, or did they give you a sub version or generic version? They would let you know otherwise.
It was non-generic. I'm not a fan of generic brands.
I see it. Okay. Got it. If you had to put a year on it, what year do you think was the first time you ever took Depo?
I know. I told it was. I know it was in 2008, and it was
2008.
after my birthday. Yeah, it was September.
It was in September. That was the first
I
time you
can't
took it.
pinpoint. I can't say the actual day of the year of September, but I know it was in September.
Okay. Got it. And the last time you ever used it, was this shortly before you were diagnosed?
The last time I used it was in November. And
November
then I got
2012.
diagnosed, I got diagnosed after.
Okay. Got it. And did you stop using it because of the symptoms that you started to notice? Or did you
Yeah,
end up going to
because
the emergency room?
I did I called my doctor and I was like, just certain things just were happening and I didn't know. I thought maybe I was just fatigued or, just going through stress,
Right,
but
right.
after they ran the test, because I wind up just, telling my doctor everything during my physical, because I have to get a physical every year, and that's when she noticed abnormalities and started ordering more, not intrusive, but more like extensive testing.
I see. Okay. And that's when they went on to find out after doing an MRI or CT scan as well and a
Yeah,
biopsy.
exactly.
Okay, got it. Okay, I'll mark that off here. And now on to questions about yourself. Could you please confirm your gender for me?
I'm a female,
Okay.
natural
And
born.
your current marital status?
I'm separated.
Okay. Got it. And you were married in the past?
Yes.
Okay. Got it. And your first name, is that spelled NICOLE?
Correct.
Okay. And your last name, is that Scott?
Yes, Scott.
Got it. And do you have a middle name?
Yes, Ashley.
Ashley. Okay. Is that spelled ASHLEY?
Yes, correct.
Okay. And do you have a suffix for your name?
I'm sorry, say that again.
Do you have a suffix for your name?
No.
Okay. Got it. And what is your social?
It's 218-13-6132.
Okay, that's 218-136132.
Yes.
Okay, and onto your primary contact information, what's the best email we can reach you at? What I have down is n.a.harris86@gmail.com.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, and your primary phone number, I'm just going to repeat it back to you. Is that 667-967-5270?
Yes.
Okay, and this is your mobile, right?
Yes.
Got it. Now, what is your current address?
3013 Piedmont Avenue. Baltimore, Maryland, 21216.
Okay, 3013. And did you say Piedmont?
Yes, like the mountain, Piedmont Avenue.
Got it. And the zip code was 91214.
No, the zip code is 21216.
21216. Okay, got it. Give me one second here.
I don't know where that zip code came from.
Yeah, I just put it into Google here, the address. Sorry about that.
Oh, probably where the actual mountain is.
Yeah. Okay. 3013 Piedmont. And could you continue with the rest of the address? I want to make sure I have this
Yes,
right.
Piedmont, Baltimore, Baltimore, Maryland, Maryland, zip code 21216.
Got it. Okay. Thank you for that. And going back to when you were actually receiving the shots, was it the doctor themselves that were giving you the shots or medical staff, or did you take them yourself?
So no, I you cannot self-administer that medication in the state of Maryland.
Oh, I see.
That's
Okay.
the control. Yes. So it is administered in the doctor's office. Sometimes my doctor would give it to me, and sometimes her medical assistant, or med tech rather. Not sure of the title. But usually it's medical assistant that would administer it.
Okay, got it. And you were taking this shot about 4 times a year, so for about 4 years of usage, that would be about 16 shots. Do you think you took more than that, or is that around the right amount?
No, that's approximate.
Okay, got it. So 16 shots were administered. And do you remember the name of the doctor that administered it or originally suggested you should take Depo-Provera?
I started at Planned Parenthood.
Oh, at Planned Parenthood.
Yes. Jeez, I don't know. I can't remember back that far.
It's
But
okay.
it was at Planned Parenthood, and it was Baltimore City. I can tell you the address there, but I don't remember the
Okay.
actual prescriber.
Was it
Because
located
after,
on Howard Street?
yes,
Okay.
330 North Howard.
Got it. Okay. And instead of that doctor's name, do you have a current primary doctor?
Yes, my primary doctor is different from the doctor that I was seeing then.
I understand. The reason I ask for that is because they can possibly have the information of the doctor that did prescribe it to you in the first place. Other than that, I'm not sure if you have any of the medical staff's names that you might remember.
I could get that to you at a later day, like maybe tomorrow.
Okay. That's okay.
Once I get to you, I can get you that information tomorrow. I
Okay.
can't right now. Like I said, I'm on the road traveling for work.
No problem. I understand. I'll move on from that question then. And going down to when you were diagnosed, do you remember the name of the doctor that diagnosed you?
Yes, that was Dr. Crystal Janani, Janani. Like I said, that was my neurologist.
Okay, that was your neurologist. And what hospital were they located at?
That was St. Agnes.
Okay, Saint
I
and.
think they're under, yeah, I think they're under Ascension now. It's like Ascension St. Agnes.
I see. Okay. Ascension St. Agnes. And was that off Caton Avenue?
Yes.
Got it. Okay. Is this still your regular hospital that you go to?
I do frequent there, yes.
Okay. Got it. And this was where the original diagnosis was. Is this also where you went through treatment?
Yes.
Okay. So you stayed at the same hospital. Okay. And in the past, before this diagnosis, were you ever diagnosed with cancer before?
No.
No. Okay. And family history-wise, did any of your family members ever have any type of brain tumor or meningioma?
Not that I'm aware.
Okay. Got it. And you did go through radiation for that as well. Do you remember how long you went through radiation for?
I know I started in December of 2012. I can't recall.
Okay.
It was a process. It was very emotional. I know it was at least 6 months. I
At
can't,
least 6 months. Okay.
yeah, I can't recall the exact.
And did Crystal Janani help you all the way through that treatment as well?
Yes.
Okay.
She had a team, but that's
Oh,
the
that's
only, like, yeah, I can't recall. You know, it's always a team when once you get that diagnosis.
right. Okay. Got it. And you did go through that surgery as well. Okay. Got it. And you had no family history of these meningiomas. And after you went through treatment, did you ever get hospitalized again for the meningioma?
No, not after treatment. No.
No. Okay. Got it. And how soon was the treatment after your diagnosis? So the diagnosis was December 10th.
It was like maybe a week or so.
About a week.
Yeah.
Okay.
Everything, like, she had everything set up for me. It was a really easy process.
Well, that's good to
As
hear.
I said, it was very emotional because it was right before Christmas for me.
Right. And the time when you're supposed to be with family and such, it's so much to have to deal
Right,
with.
and I couldn't even concentrate with my family. You know, it just it was definitely very traumatic.
I see, but your family helped you through it as well. And how long do you think the
Yes, I
process
had a
was
lot of
for you?
support.
The
That's what I'm saying. I know it was at least 6 months.
Oh, I see. Okay. Around the 6 month
I
area.
can't, yeah, I can't say the exact length until I get back to my records.
Okay. Got it. Yeah, I know there's only so much you can do while you're on your way there. Sorry, I'm firing all these questions off at you, by the way.
Yeah, kind of
I know
making
it's a
me
lot to
relive
go
it
through.
a little bit.
Okay. That was the last question I did have regarding it. And in general, do you hold on to your medical records or do you leave them all with the hospital?
I usually leave them in care of physicians because now everything's electronic. You just,
Right.
you know, sign everything over and then they go and retrieve stuff.
Right. Okay. So if you did request them, you would be able to receive your medical documentation.
I'm sure I would.
Okay. Got it.
I
And do
don't
you
see
also
why
have.
that would be an issue.
Okay. Got it. I'll mark that off here. And do you also have access to your MyChart login?
No, I'm very iffy about my information being transported over the
Right.
internet, like, because I don't have a secure phone,
Right.
or, you know, a firewall, anything like that.
Okay. Got it. Well, it shouldn't be needed, at least on the actual claims end.
But
You
I
can.
know,
Oh, go ahead.
I'm sure once you reach out to the doctors and they send over the forms, I can fill that information out.
Right. Okay. And I was just about to say, you can allow the law firm to do that, reach out and pull those medical records, or you can do it yourself
Okay.
if it's more comfortable. So you would provide them physically or just through an email. Now, my last question for you is if you'd like to put down an emergency contact, so in case we cannot contact you, someone that you trust.
I mean, I'm in perfect health now. Don't count me out now. I don't see why
No.
I would have a need for emergency contact.
Of course. Okay, I'll mark that empty here. I'll just put your email. So if anything, we'll just send you an email, okay?
Okay.
Okay, I'll mark that off here. And
Jesus, take the wheel.
that was the last question I had for you, by the way. So you're all set from here. Now I am gonna go
Saying you
ahead
know how to
and.
drive in the back seat, right? I'm sorry, I was talking to my
Oh, you're
sister.
fine. You're fine. Could you still hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and send the documents that we just filled out here over to your email as well as your text messages so you have it in both areas. Whenever you get to a free point or whenever you stop driving here, you can go ahead and review those documents. And those are the
Okay.
medical release forms as well as the retainer for the attorney to get started on the claim. So read through
Okay.
them and they're going to ask for a signature. Once you sign it, I'll review it and you're all set from there.
Okay, once I check into my hotel, I'll do that.
Of course. Other than that, we're all set from here. This should be the longest phone call you really have regarding it. But yes, do you think I could leave you with my phone number here before you get off the line?
Are you able to email that to me?
Yeah, of course. Would you rather an
'Cause
email or a text?
either or is fine. A
Okay.
text is fine as well. I receive both. I'm sitting as passenger and I'm supposed to be doing GPS as
Yeah.
well.
No problem, no problem. I'll let you get your focus back to the road here. I'll send you a text, and my name is Brandon Sharp, by the way.
Thank you, Mr. Sharp. I appreciate your patience.
No problem at all, as well as yours. I hope you have a good day.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye bye.